Chapter 1 The Con Artist Who Claimed to Be a God. I was dreaming. In this dream, I was soaring through the air, holding Eris in my arms. My mind was hazy, but somehow I knew that I was flying. The world around me was a constantly changing blur of shapes and colors. I rocketed through the air like a sound wave or particle of light, my body randomly bouncing in different directions. I didn't know why this was happening, but I was certain of one thing. No matter what I tried, I was going to lose speed eventually and plunge to the ground. So I concentrated. I looked at the ever-shifting scenery below us, trying to find a relatively safe place to land. Why did I feel the need to do this? Good question. Something inside me was just screaming that I had to, if I wanted to survive. Still, we were going way too fast. It was like staring into the reels of a slot machine, except everything was moving much, much faster. Focusing more intently, I gathered magical energy into my eyes, and for just a moment, we suddenly slowed down. Oh, crap. I'm gonna fall. Panic welled in my chest, but I could now see the land below me clearly. I needed to find a field. Falling into the sea or smashing into a mountain wouldn't be good. Forests were obviously dangerous, but if I managed to aim for a field... I forced myself downward, hoping for the best. Our velocity slowed rapidly as I plunged toward a reddish-brown stretch of earth. An instant later, I lost consciousness. When I opened my eyes, I found myself in a pure white void. I immediately knew this wasn't real. It had to be some sort of lucid dream. Yet for some reason, my body felt oddly heavy. Huh? I looked down at myself, and my eyes went wide. I was back in the old familiar form I'd spent 34 years in. At the sight of it, memories of my previous life came flooding back. I was the same bitter, vile, insecure, and selfish piece of trash I'd always been. The 10 years I spent as Rudeus suddenly felt like nothing more than a dream. A crushing wave of disappointment washed over me. I'd reverted to my pathetic former self, and I found that fact all too easy to accept. So it really was just a dream, huh? As dreams go, it lasted an awfully long time, but at the end of the day, it was too good to be true. I'd been born into a loving family and managed to get friendly with some very cute girls. Not a bad 10 years, by any means. I'd wanted to enjoy that life a little more, though. Oh well, guess it's over now. I could feel the memories of my time as Rudeus beginning to fade. Once you've woken up, even the best of dreams melt away in no time. Had I really expected anything different? Please. A smooth, happy life like that was never in the cards for a guy like me. Eventually, I noticed that a weirdo had appeared in front of me. The individual in question had a blank, white face, marked only by a big, wide grin. Maybe blank wasn't the right word. I just couldn't make out any distinguishing features. When I looked at any specific part of that face, it slipped instantly out of my memory. My mind refused to form an image of the larger whole. It almost felt as if this person was being blurred out by a pixelated mosaic. Still, I somehow sensed that I was dealing with someone calm and patient.
Hey there. Nice to meet you, Rudeus.
I'd been so busy feeling sorry for myself, and now I had some weird, censored porno guy chatting me up. Actually, that voice was pretty ambiguous. Could be a guy or a girl. Let's go with girl. That would make the pixelated thing feel kind of sexy, right?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hi there. Nice to meet you.
Excellent. Nice to see you're so polite.